Good morning. My name's William Guzman. I'm the Chief Hearings Officer. Today is February 6, 2020. It's 10:30 a.m. This is case number 1200120. The appellant is Josh Brown. Is that you, sir?
Yep.
It does not appear that we have a representative from the city. Mm-hmm. I do note that our notice of hearing indicated that the date, time, and location was here and now, and that notice of hearing was emailed to the Transportation Bureau through the case management system. And I know they received it because they actually did submit some documents in response. So I'm going to find that they have received adequate notice and have waived their right to be present today.
Okay.
So we're going to proceed in their absence. Will you spell your name for the record?
Joshua. Is full name?
Yes, please.
Middle name or last name?
Oh, just last name is okay.
Brown.
Thank you. Is the vehicle still in storage?
It is, yes.
I want to let you know that we're audio recording so that there's a permanent record of what happens here today. Mm-hmm. One, because it's a public record and we have a duty to archive it, but two, mm-hmm. you or the city may be unsatisfied with the result and mm-hmm. you have the right to appeal it. For our purposes, we typically will post the recording online so that you have access to it, mm-hmm. but if you had a privacy concern, you could ask us not to post it, in which case it would still be a public record and available, but only upon request through my office on a CD for a nominal charge. Your okay. decision won't affect my decision. Do you have a preference?
Sure. Online's fine.
Okay, yeah. That's our normal procedure.
Yeah.
Could I get a mailing address from you?
Yep. 1410 Southeast 46th Avenue, Portland, Oregon, 97215.
No apartment or unit number.
Nope.
And that was 97215.
Yep.
Thank you so much. And would you mind providing a phone number also?
Yep. 541-619-7664.
Thank you. When you received the notice of hearing through the case management system, it should mm-hmm. have come with another attachment,
yeah.
a statement of your rights. Did you receive that?
I think so, yeah. I had like three different files in there, PDF files. I didn't read all of them, but yeah, I think okay. I received them.
The
yeah.
statement of rights, I want to make sure that you didn't have any questions about it. Mm-hmm. Did you have any questions about it?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
No.
On the iPad there in front of mm-hmm. you, all of the files that have been uploaded to the case management system are mm-hmm. on there, and they're accessible by just double-clicking.
Yep.
I'd like to go through and make sure that you and I have all the same documents. The first okay. one is your tow hearing request form that you submitted online.
Mm-hmm.
The second one is called the tow desk, and it's a printout from software we use to identify who it was in the city that towed your car so we know mm-hmm. who to send the notice to.
Yep.
The third one is the hearing notice. The fourth mm-hmm. one is that statement of rights and procedures. Mm-hmm. And then Exhibit 5 is all the documents that the Transportation Bureau submitted in your case. And let's go through those right now briefly. It looks like they start with a list of what's included. They say they have a tow hearing report, a parking mm-hmm. violation, a second parking violation, and a sample of the green tow warning. The document is 9 pages long. Page 2 is the report. Page 3 is a parking citation. Page 4 is photographs. Page 5 is photographs. Page 6 mm-hmm. is another parking violation. Page 7 and 8 are additional photographs, and page 9 is a sample of the tow warning sticker. So at this time, I want to make sure that you have all of those documents.
I only have 5 items. I don't have 9.
You only have, so 9 pages is their document. When you open up their document.
I see it. Yeah, it goes down.
Right. Okay.
Perfect. Okay. Well, there's the problem.
So at this time, what I'd like to do is I'd like to admit those into the record, which would mean that I can look at them and rely on them and helping me make my decision on this matter. It doesn't mean that you agree with everything that's in there.
Okay.
Just means that I can look at them and they're part of the file. Do you object to me admitting all the exhibits that we just discussed?
No.
Okay. I admit all the exhibits that were just discussed. I want to let you know what to expect here today.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a judge and this isn't a courtroom, but we call it a quasi-judicial proceeding because mm-hmm. I don't work for the Transportation Bureau. I'm in the auditor's office, so I'm neutral and independent. Mm-hmm. My job here today is to find out what the facts are, mm-hmm. apply that to the code, and make a determination sure. to whether the vehicle's tow was valid or invalid. If I find it's invalid, that means that the code wasn't followed for some reason, and we're going to send you out of here with paperwork to go get your car out, and we'll pay the towing and storage costs. If I find it's valid, that means that they did follow all the rules and procedures, and this was an mm-hmm. authorized tow, and right. you would remain responsible. If you received a parking violation citation as part of this matter, and it looks like there's two in the system mm-hmm. here, you can contest those, but not here. That's through the Multnomah County Court mm-hmm. in a separate proceeding.
Okay.
We do take all testimony under oath, so if you wouldn't mind mm-hmm. raising your right hand, I'll swear you in. Yep. Do you swear or affirm that the testimony you provide here today will be the whole truth and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Okay. All right. We could go through their case right now together and see what they're saying. Or we could start with you and you could tell me your side first. I don't have a preference. Do you want to start with their arguments or start with your arguments?
I guess we'll just do mine first.
Yeah. Sure. What do you want me to know about this?
So the car was, it was on Madison, right? On the 10th. And then the car was moved to 46th Avenue. Because I couldn't get the car up my driveway because the battery is dead in the car. And I tried starting it wouldn't work, and so I need to get a new battery, and I don't know if this is like relevant, but I was in between jobs, so I couldn't like go get a new battery for the car, and so it sat there for like less than a week on this other road, and then they towed it from that road, and so that's basically it.
Okay. Yeah,
that's the full story.
Okay. So it was on Madison, and mm-hmm. That was on the 10th.
Mm-hmm.
And then you moved it to 46?
Yep.
46. Okay. So let's read their tow hearing report, which is page 2 of the 9 pages that they submitted. Mm-hmm. They say the location of the vehicle was on 46th Avenue, so we're in agreement on that.
Mm-hmm.
Abandoned Auto received this service request on January 6, 2020. I inspected the vehicle on January 10, 2020, at approximately 8:13 a.m., found the tags had expired on June 2019, and no temporary permit was displayed. I cited for failure to display current registration and placed a green 72-hour notice on the window and took 6 photos. I returned on January 15, 2020 to find the vehicle had moved around the corner and was still in violation. There was no temporary permit, no new reg tags registration, and the green sticker was removed. As it states on the 72-hour sticker, quote, if this vehicle is not completely removed from the public right-of-way, it will be towed. End mm-hmm. quote. Although the vehicle was moved, it was still in violation and was towed January 15, 2020. And then the parking violation was issued on January 10 for failure to display current registration. In the image, it's blurry. It's hard to see. Another one issued on January 15, same reason, abandoned auto. Images of the vehicle and then the tow warning. So they're saying that this was an abandoned auto mm-hmm. and there can be that the terminology used in the code is not abandoned in the sense that you're relinquishing ownership. and you don't intend on possessing it anymore, abandoned means one of three things. It means that it's inoperable. I can't remember the second one. It's something similar to being inoperable. But the third one applies to this situation. They're saying that your tags were expired. Are you in agreement with that?
I guess so, yeah.
Okay. So if you have a vehicle and it doesn't have current registration and you're not displaying a temp permit, they can come by and put a sticker on the car that gives you at least 72 hours worth of notice before they're allowed to tow the car. And it looks like in this case they affixed the sticker on one day and then waited 5 days, so more than 72 hours, came back and found it still on the right of way, still in violation, and they towed it.
Right, yeah.
So right now I'm thinking that they did follow all the rules and procedures related to this. Is there anything else that you want me to know?
I guess not. I didn't read that right away part. I wasn't aware that was part of the thing. I just figured like, oh, it's on this road. I need to move it.
Sure.
And then they can't tow it. And then I'll like move it, you know, when I have a little bit of money in my pocket to go fix it and get it up in the driveway, you know.
Yeah.
I also live on a crowded one-way road where there's cars on both sides, and like it's hard to just like man push around a tight corner up a steep driveway. Like it's impossible to get the car into the driveway. Okay. So there's like nothing I could have done to get the car out of the pub the right away.
And it doesn't sound like you had a job or money to just fix the problem.
Yeah, I was in between jobs at the moment. Yep.
Okay. There's no exception for like financial hardship and not being able to have a registered vehicle on the public right away or paying for a private spot. So I think under the facts of this case, it was an abandoned vehicle. They did give the minimum 3 days notice after affixing the tow warning, and it was still on the public right-of-way.
Right.
So I'm required to find that it's a valid tow, which means that you would remain responsible for the towing and storage charges.
Okay.
I'm sorry you didn't get the result today you wanted. Thank you for coming and helping me understand the facts of this case.
No problem. Thanks very much.
Thank you very much. Have a nice day.
You too.
Off record?